I don't know what to tell you, but that's never stopped me. I'm still going to tell you. It's the news, according to me. Oh, hey, good morning. It is a it is morning. It's morning here. And it's Friday morning, nonetheless. Shabbat Shalom. I have, it is December 20th, 11:26 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It is 10:26 in the Central Time Zone, which is what I'm in. I'm near Davenport. Let's just put it, I'm just going to say I'm in Davenport, Iowa. I'm not really, but I can see it from here. I can look over there, and it's right over there. So that's someone else. It's just right over there. If I had a camera, I'd point it over there, and you could just see it. The whole town, just right over there. I'm trying to get out of here today. Was supposed to be actually in Newark, New Jersey today, and that ain't happening. That just ain't happening. We had some snow, some issues here, and we can't. The plane that I was supposed to fly on apparently has some broken issues, and so I cannot get out of this place. We're stuck here. Interestingly enough, until at least sometime this afternoon. So, of course, I have to be in a wedding in South Carolina on Sunday. I was kind of thinking I was going to leave for that tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure now I'm not going to leave till Sunday morning to go to that wedding. Hit the wedding on Sunday night, and then I got to come back home Monday and head back to work Tuesday. So much for having any time at home this week. I have a lot going on. Most importantly, what I have going on is I got a lot going on in my cup. I have a cup here that it doesn't have nearly enough sugar, and I don't know where I'm going to get more sugar because there's no sugar in this room. I'm in a hotel room, and I don't see any other sugar around. I should probably carry some sugar with me just for times like this. I have to work on that kind of stuff. I have a cup of tea here, just a regular tea. And I've got a backup cup. Well, I've got a backup bottle of water. It's not even a lot of water in it. So I'm withering away here, lost and forgotten, like a guy behind a door in a prison in Syria. It's just kind of like that. I have, and just about as realistic, I have, it's going to be a quick show. A few quick things I want to talk about, discuss a little bit. Get on with our life, and I'll let you get back to your life, whatever you're doing prior to listening to this. I'm sure you interrupt your life and stop your life just for whatever, you know, for whatever I have to say about what's going on out there. So the House bill, the House, there's some really rich things going on. I was going to play some, I've got some video for Monday, or some audio, I guess, for Monday. I don't know if I'll be able to play it or not. There definitely will be a show Tuesday morning. It's going to be early. It's going to be an early morning Tuesday show. And I'm going to have some audio. I'm actually working on this quite fervently to talk about some of the crazy, wacky things that are going on, some of these talk shows that are happening. The way that they are trying to change, once again, trying to change reality, trying to gaslight the American people. People are on to them. You know, the momentum of this kind of thing, really, they need to get a grip on this. They need to shut down and shut up with all this stuff that they've been saying, because they are completely off their rocker. There's this wacky old lady now, even in Congress, I guess, she was up talking about President Musk. Because she says that Musk is running the show now. What's kind of fun about this is I think Elon Musk is having a blast with all this stuff. He is dancing circles around everybody in Washington right now. Can you imagine? Now, the Speaker of the House does not have to be a congressman. They could put Vivek in as the Speaker of the House. They could put Elon Musk in as the Speaker of the House. Now, there's a problem with him being there. He's not a U.S. citizen. He wasn't born U.S. born. So he couldn't be the president. So he wouldn't be in line to be the president, which is, I think, the Speaker of the House is like third in line. So he goes president, then vice president, and then the Speaker, which, I you know, it's kind of a three. You know, there's a line of succession there. And he would be in line, third in line, but he wouldn't be eligible, so they would have to pass him over for the fourth in line. I think it might be the the Senate Majority Leader. I'm not sure if that's the case or not. Somebody, I'm not sure. could be the janitor for all I know. I don't know, but they have. All I know is I'm not in that line. I'm way down the line. By the time they get to me, it's, you know, we pretty much don't have a country anymore at that point. I have now they're trying to pass this bill, and Mike Johnson. You know, I thought when Mike Johnson got in there, I thought we were going to have somebody decent. I thought we were going to have somebody that was principled, moral principles. This guy cares more about the Republican establishment, and it's they keep talking about how Elon Musk is pushing his weight around. This one lady was talking about how he's threatening people, making phone calls, threatening to primary them, doing all kinds of stuff. Folks, this is exactly what Mitch McConnell, the House Speaker, all these fat cat idiots do all the time. They call around to get votes, and they tell people they're going to get primary because they have control of huge amounts of money in all these PAC groups that they can control. So they get these PAC groups. See, this happens to so many people in Congress. They don't realize. Let's say I ran for Congress in my district in Indiana. What would happen is the Speaker would step in and say, "Hey, we want to support you, and the Republican Party wants to get behind you. So we're gonna support you, and we're gonna give you all this money. We're gonna make sure that all this money goes into your campaign because we want to primary you. We want to get you in there." And get you in the primary and get you to win the primary. So we're going to give you all this money. And then we're going to help you with your campaign with all this money. And then they say, and then when you get in, you're going to play ball with us. That's the deal. Because if you don't, if you play ball with us, not only do you get all this money, we get you in there. But, you know, because we want to get you in because you're going to play ball with us. But then we're also going to get you on some committees. You know, the more you play ball with us, the more we're going to get you on these committees. Because you need to be on these committees over here. You can get a lot more power out of those. And you get a bigger budget behind the scenes. You can spend more and travel and do more things because you get on these committees that have bigger budgets. That's the way this stuff works. So what happens is Elon Musk, instead of, because he has a PAC group now, instead of, and I guarantee you his PAC group is probably bigger than anything, because it probably has Elon Musk's bank account tied to it. And he's got a lot of very wealthy friends who are probably tied to it as well. My guess is, you know, of course, they're all upset about this. They think because they're getting this outside influence. Oh, we got to get rid of Elon Musk. We got to untie him from all these contracts that he's got with the government. Can you imagine? Basically taking a modern-day Thomas Edison and kicking him out of any kind of involvement with the government, or taking all of his inventions away, taking all of his all the stuff that he's done, taking him out of the picture. It's like that is literally cutting your nose off in spite of your face. That's literally what that is. It's not, well, okay, maybe not literally, but it's figurative, but it's a literal figure taken. It's literally figurative. It's literally, I think I just came up with a new term. It's literally figurative. it's the epitome of doing that. Now, except for actually cutting your nose off, that would be the actual epitome. But that's anyway. I digress. These knuckleheads. Now, so they're trying to pass this budget bill. Because they don't want the government to shut down because people's lives are at stake. Hey, folks, if your life depends on the government, first of all, they act like all of our lives depend on the government, which is not the case. Government workers, of course, they do, and of course they always give their. The big misnomer about this thing is that they always retro pay everybody. As long as you show up for work, they will. In some cases, you don't have to show up for work. They just shut everything down. And they still give you retro pay. It's like a paid vacation. That's what it is. Ends up being. Nobody's benefits go away. Social Security doesn't go away. None of the average American citizen does not lose anything. When the last shutdown happened, Barack Obama pulled a lot of, his administration pulled some things that were just absolutely criminal, what they did. They shut down monuments in Washington, D.C. that were just observable monuments. There was nobody facilitating them. Nobody was there. They put barricades around them, especially the veterans' memorials. And the veterans' memorials are open all the time, 24/7. Nobody is there. You simply walk. It's statues and memorial posters, signs, historical data. They shut that stuff down.
Well, the government's, you know, we can't have this stuff open because it's government shut down.
There are people who removed some barriers because there were some groups that came, some veteran groups that came to see, and they removed they got arrested for doing that.
Oh, we got the money for that. We got money to arrest people.
Somehow that didn't stop. But we can't just let people walk around the grounds in Washington, D.C. because, we got a government shutdown. They were trying to make a point. It was a statement, and it was a very poorly done statement. But that's what they do. This is the kind of games they play about public perception and punishing us and blaming the other side. They do this constantly. This is the constant thing that they do all the time. Now, as far as this budget goes, I'm really kind of proud that there's enough Republicans standing up to this whole thing. Now, supposedly they had a deal behind closed doors. We had this deal. We worked out a deal behind closed doors. We were working on this thing. We had a deal, and then all of a sudden this deal fell through because Elon Musk was calling people and threatening to primary them if they passed this budget because this budget was crap. Well, let me tell you one thing about this budget. It's the one thing, in my opinion, if for no other reason, I don't care how great and wonderful this budget is and how perfect it would be. There's one thing in this budget that is worth voting down, this shutting down the government over. It is a 40% pay raise for Congress. A 40% pay raise for Congress. They're going to be making almost $250,000 a year on top of what their budget is. They get a budget allowance and all kinds of other things on top of that. 40% pay raise. Who gets a 40% pay raise? $250,000. You know what they should make? I'll tell you what the Congress people should make. They should make what the average mean level income is in this country. And then we're going to find out what the actual average mean level income is. Because let me talk, I want to talk about this the other day. I want to talk about it today. When they tell you the average income, I think the average income right now, in fact, actually, I should probably look it up while we're talking. The average income in the United States, average income in the U.S. in 2024. Let's see what it is. I think I could probably go back to 2023 and look at it. But average salary in the U.S. This is great. It's not. They're not just going to have it here on the first page. I have to actually go somewhere. Look at this. Probably. Let's look at a few of these. There's USA Today has an average. Forbes has an average. Oops, I didn't want to do that. Did that go? Did that go to 1 or 2? I don't know. There it is. Okay. And the average. Oh, sorry, excuse me. And the average. This is from Fidelity. And we have median weekly. Let's see what else we got here. Average. So the average median top 1% household income percentages. Top 1%. 2024, $80,000 was the median household income in the United States. This is up a lot from 74,000 in 2023. Now, this is where they play with the numbers, and this is where I never know. Again, here's another one. FineMasters says average salary income is in 2024 by age, gender, race, and state. This says in 70 it was $76,554 per year. The median wage is $56,000. This has it broken down. I think this is probably a little bit better the way they've got this one broken down. I'm going to go over some of these. Let's look at where they all go. There they are. First of all, let's look at this one. This is from it's the National Weather Service. What am I doing here? This is the average income according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics (BLS). American workers made a median wage of $1,139 per week in the first quarter of 2024, which would add up to $59,000 a year. Median pay can vary significantly depending on factors like age, sex, location, and education. Understanding how your income compares to others could empower you to make more informed career decisions. Blah, 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 blah. So that, now, what they don't say, and I probably could dig down into this a little bit further, they don't talk about, of course, now they have this broken down by age, 16 to 19, they're making $32,000 a year, 20 to 24, they're making $39,000 a year, 25 to 34, $54,000 a year, 35 to 44, $64,000 a year, 45 to 54, $67,000 a year, 55 to 64, that's where I'm at. $65,000 a year. That's the age I'm at. That's not what I'm making. I wouldn't even bother going to work for that amount. 65 and older, $61,000 a year. So as you get over that $65 hump, it goes down considerably. So it depends on how you look at this. Now keep in mind, most people from 16 to 19 probably have part-time jobs where they're probably going to school, probably doing things. Even 20 to 24, they might have part-time jobs. They're making, you know, low to upper 30s. Now, the average between 16 and 24 is going to be around $35,000 a year. A lot of those jobs are going to be part-time jobs. They don't talk about whether these are full-time or part-time jobs. There's no differentiation here. They talk about education, less than high school education, high school graduates, some college graduates. It goes from high school graduates $46,000 a year to college grads have $53,000 a year. Bachelor's degree, that's like a 2-year program, usually $80,000 a year. Advanced degree is $98,000 a year. So I am, I'm still above that. But it's because I am who I am. That's you got to take that into consideration. Here we are. Let's take a look at Indiana here and see what we got going on. I have to pause this for just a moment. And let's go back to this. Indiana, let's take a look at Indiana here for a minute. The average weekly, average, this is average salary, I guess it is. About $58,000 a year. Here we can live in the facilities. Now, they're not saying this, this is a average for the household. They're just saying this is average income. So, you know, median annual earnings for those with a bad. So we're down to individuals now because of difference in job market and cost of living, many pay. Here's the breakdown of median pay for U.S. media. Yeah, so they're not breaking this down by household income. That was at the beginning. They had the household income thing that was kind of interesting. Let's look at another one here that has a little bit more. This is from FinMasters. I think they've got it broken down. So they have this one broken down, key findings, average salary in the U.S. by gender, by race, by state, by age, by education, and by occupation. They don't differentiate between part-time and full-time employment here. There are some jobs that are part-time jobs that should be considered, you're not supposed to earn a living wage, some kind of minimum wage of $15 an hour. The problem with that, it destroys part-time jobs when you start to get this living wage thing, this livable wage thing going on. Well, I only work 15 hours a week, but, you know, I can't live on that. I'm making $20 an hour, but I can't live on that. Of course you can't. You're not putting in a full week's work. You don't work, you don't eat, kind of thing. You know, there's some people who can work 15 hours a week and actually make a living doing that. I've had some jobs where I've done that. As a business owner, I've
I've got some skills. I've got some things that I can do. And I can literally work a few hours a week and make pretty good money doing that. It's but, you know, those are the skills I've got. Do it. Go going for me. But it's taken me, you know, what is it, 50 years to get those skills going? At least 40. So you can't just, you know, come out and drop out of college and start, you know, making it. And those who do have no appreciation for the value of a dollar. That's just, you know, they get their, you know, I worked two jobs while I was going through college. I went through 1 year of college, and that was all I could take because I was working a nighttime job, and I was working a weekend job. I was burning the candle at both ends. I was going nuts. It was just crazy stuff. But I had to do something to pay for college. I got 1 year of college in, Bible college. That was, which, you know, it helped me with life, but it didn't, I made some lifelong friends there, people that I always be my friends for the rest of my life. And yet there were people, you know, the skills that I developed there, you could argue that probably weren't necessarily anything that was, you know, productive in terms of things I could do to actually make money. Now, there were a few things, but not a lot. The average salary by state ranges anywhere from $42,000 a year to $98,000 a year. Huge, huge differences. Now, from Mississippi is $42,000 a year, and the District of Columbia, which would be the area where Congress lives, is $98,000 a year. Now, this is where they go. Full-time working women earned an average of $65,000 a year in 2021, 77.8% of what men earned in the same year in 2021. Now, keep in mind, a lot of men work jobs women simply will not do. Oil rigs, for example. Dangerous jobs. The kind of jobs that women just don't do. And there are jobs that women will do that men won't do. It's just kind of the way it goes. Because it's just, so you're lumping all those different kinds of pay scales into one. Say, oh, women don't make as much. Not in the same job. Not necessarily in the same household even. Gone through many years where my wife made more than I did. And there were years that I made a lot more than she did. But but we don't do the same job. If I was doing the same job that she has, I would probably be making the same amount of money. If she was doing the same job I am, she would be making the same, actually, absolutely be making the same amount of money. In fact, because of the type of career I had, she would have went further in her career at being a woman because they had DEI at that time and they were hiring people just because they were women. She would have worked her way up the ladder, so to speak, much quicker than I would have. She's probably making twice what I can make because of the way she can move up the ladder with that. Now, having said that, this is what we have. We have a situation. Let's go back to some of these others. Let's see if there's any of the others have any specific data on this kind of thing. Best payroll software, average salary statistics. Pretty much the same. This is pretty much the same kind of thing. Average salary by occupation. Highest earners in the income were cardiologists. Lowest were shampooers. I think I've actually seen this. Cardiologists make about $421,000 a year. Average income by race and ethnicity. Average household incomes. Average household income in 2022 is $74,000 a year. Let's do. So there's, you get an average idea here of this. Let's see if I can find more specifics on occupations. By state, this is median earned incomes, average annual salaries by state. Arkansas is pretty far down there. South Dakota, Idaho. Then we've got Washington, California, New York, and Connecticut. Of course, the cost of living there is extremely high. Then we have median occupation earnings by state. So mostly by state. Salary by occupation. We've got occupation. Let's see if we got any breakdown here. No other. Here we go. The highest paid non-medical professionals after athletes and sports professionals were chief executives, irrespective of industry,
And again, here, you know, just athletes and sports professionals, you're talking about mostly, most sports, most professional sports, are men. There are not even enough positions in female sports. There are much more opportunities. There are more ball teams that are male ball teams. Any kind of sports teams than there are female teams. So there's going to be more positions. That's just, you know, it's just going to happen that way. With average annual salaries of this is, but of course, then you got, you know, not non-medical professionals. So, you know, this takes out all the doctors and anesthesiologists and everybody else that's out there that's making, you know, ridiculous amounts of money. Not including them. We're you know, getting rid of those. With the average annual income of irrespective industry, they're not chief executives either. They're actually taking them out as well. So all their benefits and, you know, money that they make, irrespective of industry, with average annual incomes of $246,000 a year. These are the highest paid. And Congress wants to have more than that. $2,000 more than the average. It's $248,000. This 40% pay raise is going to take them up to $248,000. Definitely $248,000. So we have this was followed by airline pilots, co-pilots, and flight engineers of $225,000 a year. That's the average. There's guys making a lot less than that and guys making a lot more than that. There are a lot more people making less than that than there are more than that, but the amount that's making more than that is so much more higher. You have to realize that's not, that doesn't mean that half the pilots are making. You have to realize how some people don't understand. I've even seen reporters and journalists don't understand how averages work, how the mean level income works. It's not the middle of the income scale. That's how the average works. Computer information systems managers, $173,000 a year, and financial managers, $166,000 a year. So let's just say I'm up there around Congress wages. We have what they want. At least one thing. While not all occupations have both annual and hourly wages given, due to some occupations not working year-round, the lowest paid occupation was shampooers, earning, I don't know what that is. Is that shampooers in a, like a, I heard somebody else talk about this. They didn't know if shampooing was like carpet shampooing or if that was people at like salons. I'm assuming it's like people at salons earning an average $27,000 a year. They were closely followed by fast food cooks, fast food and counter workers, amusement and recreation parks, park attendants, lifeguards, ski patrol, and other recreational protective service workers at $28,000 a year. So they're right down, all down there in $27,000 a year. So there you go. That's all I'm going to cover about that. But this whole thing of Congress wanting a raise, they want a raise that puts them at the top of the average earning levels, in the top, not the average. The average mean income level in the United States, according to this average salary statistics, the national average income, national average salary in the U.S. in quarter four of 2023 was $59,000 a year. $59,000 a year. There you go. That's what you should make. If it's going to be a little more than that, give yourself a 13% raise over that for the last year to go into 2025. Well, I'll give you that. Give you a 14% raise because everything's gone up. Cost of living raise. Okay, we'll give you that. 40% increase? No. As long as that's in there, if I was in Congress right now, I would be making a big deal out of that. I would be saying no. No raises. So this Congress gets its act in order. Not getting a raise. It's not going in anything till we get our act together and get our salary should be based on our approval rating. Right now, Congress's approval rating is like 5%. It's ridiculous. There's no way you could hold a job if your employer had a 5% approval rating of you, most people have to, they go through annual like evaluations and all kinds of things like that. And it's kind of one of those things where it's unbelievably people actually get away with stuff like that. No, it's just wrong. So as we go into the weekend, I hope that they take that raise out. They won't. That's going to be in there. Not going to take that one out. Because they give themselves raises. Who's not going to give themselves a raise? Folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for participating this year in what has been an incredible year. It's been an incredible year. Just all the things that have happened, things we've seen, the history we've seen made. And appreciate all of you being there with me in the midst of all that. Folks, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your day today. God bless and take care.